Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying roses. On special occasions like Valentine's Day, cut roses are a favorite gift. There are almost 120 varieties of roses available, and their colors include numerous shades of red, pink, purple, orange, peach, and white. Just like people, flowers come in hundreds of shapes and sizes. When it comes to Valentine's Day gifts, carefully select your flower varieties and colors for a customized gift your sweetheart will treasure. Roses aren't just a gift for women, although men's tastes are somewhat different. Research shows that men tend to prefer red and yellow roses, while women gravitate more towards pastel hues. Roses are like fine wines, a delight to be savored and cultivated, and florist coolers are now stocked with more choices worth learning about. For more information about cut flowers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, treating cold-damaged plants. January and February are the coldest months in Florida, and plants can be damaged by low temperatures. But with your help, cold-damaged plants can often recover. After a freeze, check if your plants need water. Don't prune anything now. Wait to prune cold-damaged oleanders and other tropical shrubs, such as hibiscus and crotons, after they begin to sprout new growth with the onset of warm temperatures. The damaged leaves help to insulate plants from frost and further injury. Branch tips may be damaged while older wood is free of injury. Damaged wood will be black or brown underneath the bark, indicating where to prune. Don't give up on your plants right after a freeze. They might surprise you. For more information about plants and cold damage, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating your vegetable and flower gardens. Spring is quickly approaching, and now's the time to think about renovating existing garden beds for spring planting. When you renovate your vegetable and flower gardens or create new planting areas, it's important to add organic matter. This is because our typically sandy soils are shy of nutrients. Organic compost composed of yard and kitchen waste can be created in your own yard, or you can buy compost products from most garden centers. Free compost might be available from your local government. Peat moss and manure are other sources of organic matter. When renovating your beds, remove all weeds and dead or dying plants and work about 3 to 4 inches of organic matter into the soil to a depth of 6 to 12 inches. When spring comes, your plants will thank you for your effort. For more information about planting, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cut flower care. Fresh flowers are a popular Valentine's Day gift, and you can increase the lifespan of your cut flowers by caring for them properly. Handle your flowers carefully. Keep them in water, first removing the leaves that will be submerged. Cut about an inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife or clippers to allow water to enter more easily. Use a commercial flower food properly mixed in your vase water. Make sure you follow the directions on the packet. If your vase solution becomes cloudy, recut the stems and place into a fresh mixture. Keep your flowers out of direct sunlight and in a cool place to help them retain moisture. Get the maximum life out of your cut flowers by giving them a little TLC. For more information about flowers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bromeliads. Bromeliads are part of the pineapple family and are native to the American tropics. These plants have a wide variety of sizes, shapes, and foliage colors. In South and Central Florida, bromeliads do well as landscape plants, while in North Florida, they'll need protection from freezing temperatures. In nature, bromeliads growing on trees and rocks are epiphytes, meaning they get the nutrients and water they need from the atmosphere. Most species of bromeliads are grown primarily for their colorful foliage and exotic shapes. Bromeliad flowers are usually small and colorful, but the vibrantly colored and long-lasting bracts that surround them result in attractive floral displays. Some bromeliad species grow in full sun, others thrive in deep shade, so there's surely a place in your home or landscape for one of these easy-to-grow plants. For more information on bromeliads, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.